Good morning. Thanks for sharing this part of your day with us here on KCOB. Last night in Montezuma, there was a vigil as the search for a missing 11-year-old boy continues. Missing person signs are up all across that Pouchy County community. Xavier Harrelson of Montezuma went missing Thursday afternoon, last seen in a mobile home park near where he lived on the north side of Montezuma. He was wearing a red T-shirt, blue pajama pants, and black high-top shoes. The Iowa Division of Criminal Investigations says Xavier is missing and endangered. There was a public search with around 500 volunteers and law enforcement officers Sunday, which was his 11th birthday. Nothing turned up, though, indicating his whereabouts, according to DCI Assistant Director Mitch Mortville. Anyone with tips about where the 11-year-old may be should contact Pouchy County Sheriff's Office. This time, no more scheduled public searches have been set. Just over 100 members of the Newton High School Band and Choir headed off on a school trip to Disney World in Orlando, Florida yesterday. Newton Superintendent Tom Messenger notes this trip had to be rescheduled twice due to COVID-19.
This was a trip that originally was to be last spring, got delayed, but I want to thank Mr. Behrens for all the work he's put in to work on rescheduling this. It still is a valuable opportunity we want to provide for our students.
Newton High School Assistant Principal and Director of Bands Jim Behrens says the two delays are going to actually save the students little money.
It's actually probably going to work out better anyway, because Disney, unbeknownst to me, was not allowing groups into the parks. We were going to have to pay general admission ticket prices to get in. So looks like now they're going to start accepting those groups as of June 1st. So we won't have to pay regular gate prices. We'll get that reduced rate for the group that we were quoted to begin with.
The students are to return to Newton this coming Monday, June 7th. This Friday, June 4th, is the last day of school in the Newton School District. Over the Memorial Holiday weekend, no confirmed cases of coronavirus in Jasper County, according to the state's coronavirus tracking website. We did have 18 additional recoveries from COVID-19, though, in the county over the three-day weekend, and 103 additional tests. Our new numbers, 54,578 tests, 4,552 confirmed cases, 4,098 recoveries, and 72 COVID-19-related deaths. Positivity rate for testing in the last week, just 1.2%, with only two confirmed cases here in Jasper County over the past 7 days. 14-day positivity rate, still under 2% at 1.8%. Number of residents who've had the one-shot Johnson & Johnson vaccine in Jasper County, 1,303. That's up 84 from Friday night. Number who have completed the two-shot vaccination process, 13,615. That's up 414 Jasper County residents from Friday night. And the number of residents in the county who have had the first dose of two, 1,876. That is actually down 324. From Friday evening. And as the rate of COVID vaccinations in Iowa slows, Hy-Vee is now offering $10 gift cards to every individual who completes their COVID vaccination at a Hy-Vee pharmacy. To qualify for the Hy-Vee gift card, person must get the single shot of the Johnson & Johnson vaccine or a second dose of the Pfizer or Moderna vaccines from Hy-Vee. The incentive ends November the 11th. That is your KCOB News for this hour. I'm Randy Fan. Enjoy the rest of your morning.